after we're good or going, I've got that it's 9:02. Maybe there'll be some others trickle in, but let's start with introductions. I'm Rick Sanders. I'm chair of the Board of Supervisors.
Jason Ellingson, superintendent at Collins Maxwell.
I'm Stacey Burridge. I work in the auditor's office.
Paul Toot on the Board of Supervisors.
Jessica Reynolds, assistant Story County attorney.
Lawrence
Olson, interested citizen.
Hugo.
Hello, Albany.
Thanks for being here, Hugo.
Leanne Harder, planning and development.
Okay, so this is a consultation meeting. I'm going to start by Leanne. We've done one of these before, but will you go ahead and get us started on what we're talking about today?
The Board of Supervisors has a policy that they opened up to different entities, anyone in Story County, that they could apply for potential funding through the county's TIF fund. So what you all received in the mail was a copy of the proposed urban renewal plan as modified, just for discussion's sake for today. They're considering, they've received 9 projects. The plan for discussion's sake included all 9 projects. But then the board also asked me to include 6 new wind turbines to actually apply for the TIF for the properties. And so today is the consultation meeting, then we have a schedule defined from here on out with action by the board and later this month in October. And any specific questions? I have black and white copies of the plan. Do you go, Laura, do you need a copy?
And Leanne, will you tell us as specifically as you can the 6 wind turbines that we're discussing adding to the urban renewal zone? Hey, Wayne, how you feeling?
Well, I'm getting there. I'm making great progress.
Good. Wayne Clinton just joined us.
How's everybody?
If you guys go to page 7 of the plan I just handed out. Oh, I'm sorry, Stacy.
I think it's the same as what I
have. You can call him. I hope it's still page 7. I just made a quick copy. You'll see on the top 3 rows, those are the 6 turbines. There's 2 columns.
Okay.
So there are 2 in Lafayette Township, 1 in New Albany Township, 1 in Howard Township, or 2 in Howard Township, and 1 in Indian Creek Township. Stacy, I said those townships right.
I'm looking at Lafayette, Indian Creek, Lincoln, and Warren.
Lincoln and Warren.
And tell me the school systems that each of those are in.
Roland Story, Collins Maxwell, and Colo National. I'm just going from what was presented in the board meeting.
Okay.
I was trying to look at parcel numbers and figure it out in my head. I should look at the map.
Okay. Can you refresh everybody on what Story County's policy is on the taxation of those wind towers, how it ramps up, what kicks in, what our ordinances say?
The Board of Supervisors a few years ago adopted an ordinance that was actually encouraged by the state in regards to wind turbines. It's how they are assessed and then taxed. And for year one, when they, after they're constructed, an assessor goes out and establishes the base value. And Stacy, you help me out if I
can. The base value is basically the whole projected cost
of the construction of the turbine.
The construction of the turbine. And then it's a percentage each year.
So the base value is set at 0%. Year one, then, it goes to 5% of whatever that base value is what is then added onto the tax rolls. 10% and keeps on for 6 years and then tops out at 30%. So since Story County has adopted this wind ordinance, at no time does the entire 100% valuation be taxed. If I said that correctly. I'm in planning and development, so talking about taxation assessment is sometimes over my head. But, I mean, I think I can dummy it down enough where I understand it, so hopefully I can communicate it that way.
Questions on anything that Leanne has mentioned to this point? And then, Stacy, I'm going to come to you so that you can talk to us a little bit about how TIF captures that increase evaluation. Anything for Leanne before we go to Stacy? All right, so Stacy, talk about, you can do it with garden wind, what we've already done, but as it relates to these 6 new ones that we're talking about.
Sure. So, well, actually, we can just take an example. It would be the very first one
in Lafayette Township. If you capture the value of the base at zero the first year, and then that 5% value the next year is what the growth of that wind tower would be. So that would be considered the increment.
Right.
So the increment is what is put into TIF. And that's what is it's applied by the levy to get what the TIF tax revenue would be for that project, that wind tower. So that's kind of how it's determined. And the board, in their economic policy, they said they would only take 50% of that increment, of that growth each year.
Maximum.
Up to 50% of the increment.
You didn't have to take all 50%.
Right. So that is where, and we know it's pretty easy with the wind towers. We know what that growth is because it's 5% the first year, 10% based on the whole project cost. So it's kind of easy to project the revenues.
Right. So for the absolutely, and then let's just talk this through. So for the other taxing entities, so Story County is the one that if these were added, but we'll go ahead and use the 123 wind towers that we currently have in the program. Story County is the entity that then has control over that increment. Story County has said we will never utilize more than 50% of that increment that we control. Anything that is not utilized in that increment by Story County goes right out to all the other taxing entities just like it always has. So it takes our other taxing entities, school systems, townships, DMAC, and it says, okay, there's a baseline that what it is today, you're never losing any of that. And in fact, as it grows, you're guaranteed that you're going to see 50% of that growth, but it's the second 50% of that growth that may or may not be in your tax askings. And then for school systems, it gets even one step further more complex in that the state currently backfills anything that comes out in this. At this point, there's discussion of whether they're going to change that down the road, but we don't know where that is.
And also, when you are determining what the TIF, it takes out the debt service for the county. That's not included in the levy. It takes out the school PEPL, the school voted PEPL, the instructional support levy, the school debt. Those are all taken out before you apply that levy to the increment. So.
And in fact, what we found this year, because Colonesco is the one school system so far that has been impacted by what we've done. Well, I guess Nevada has on a much smaller scale, but it's just starting ramped up. So Colonesco is the first one to experience this, and I believe what they saw this year was they saw 100% back. They were basically held harmless. Their growth was the same as it would have been if there was no TIF. So,
is this different from any other wind farms around the state?
Leanne, do you have any idea?
I know a lot of counties in the state have used TIF on the wind farms. A lot, I'm telling you, I know a handful of them. To me, that's a lot. I know counties in specific have done a joint approach. They've done the taxation that I talked about, the 0 to 30%, but then they've also had the TIF of the wind turbines.
Other questions? Other items that we need to talk about or clarify?
I don't have all of the specifics in mind, but there is discussion in the, that may come up in the legislature regarding the underlying underground piping and all of this for our wind turbines and so forth to make sure that they are being captured at the full value. This is, you know, as you look at Alliant Energy and all the other different energy sources, you know, that connectivity is factored in. And I think when the law first went in place, wind farms, that didn't come up at that point in time. So it's being talked about as a possible area to just make sure that they're capturing the full value of wind farms. So more and more is going to be coming out later, but I just heard that a couple weeks ago when I was in a meeting in Des Moines.
But all we have in our urban renewal zone is the actual structure, not the underground components.
Exactly.
So however that's captured, it will not impact what we're talking about in terms of TIF and urban renewal here in Story. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Jason Ellingson, Superintendent Collins Maxwell.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, pleasure. Sorry, I was a little late.
No problem.
Yeah.
So scoot your chair away.
I'm sure on a daily basis you come into contact. Jason, do you have any questions? Since I don't believe that you guys are dealing with a whole lot of TIF right now.
No.
Is there anything we can help you with? Stacy is really our expert on the funding side and has dug into it pretty hard. But we want to make sure you leave here understanding what the realities are.
No, I really, it's just been a learning experience for me because, like you said, we haven't dealt with it a lot. Just saw the Collins project on here and just have been trying to figure out what that would impact and then the overall. So, no, really just kind of listening and trying to learn. So, thank you.
Absolutely. Hugo, anything else?
No.
Okay. Loris, do you have anything for us? Jessica, is there anything that we haven't discussed here today that we really need to make sure that we discuss as part of consultation meeting?
No, this is just an opportunity for our tax entities to give feedback and ask questions.
Okay. Leanne, anything to add?
No. Just on the school funding, just as you know, how the county goes forward, the policies that Rick mentioned with the 50% cap, it also goes forward and says that school funding formula ever changes in the state, the county's going to go back and review this policy too. I mean, the board have foresight to build that right into the policy statement themselves. So this board is bound to it, but future boards would be as well to recognize that.
Right. And you really want to underline that one of the beginning, our beginning premise was we want to make sure that we hold school systems harmless and all this. Our intent in all of this is try to help all of Story County. And you don't help Story County and hurt your schools at the same time. It doesn't make any sense. We're trying to help the schools, but at the same time, recognize that there's an opportunity here to do some economic development things that the county has not traditionally done, which, for me, the best thing we could do for Colin Maxwell would be get you another 20 students.
Right.
You know, that would be the greatest thing.
Yes.
Or help you get 20 new students. And if we can participate in things that are happening in the school district that helps to encourage young families to move in,
right,
well, that's the best thing we can do.
Agreed.
So that's kind of where how we're looking at this. It's been a learning process for us all the way through. I will say that the policies and procedures that I'm really proud that we passed, to my knowledge, they're the strongest of any county in the state that deals with TIF. And a lot of counties don't deal with TIF. But of the counties that deal with it, the restrictions that we've placed on ourselves are stronger than anybody else. And hopefully, you know, we've got a few people who are just anti-TIF. That just TIF makes no sense. They read what's happened over in Coralville, which doesn't make a lot of sense. For me, TIF is a tool. It can be used well, it can be used badly. If it's used badly, it can hurt some things. If it's used well, it can help some things. We're trying to put enough restrictions on and follow a set policy so that we use the tool appropriately. If you will, write an instruction manual for the tools. So, Paul, anything to add?
I don't think so.
Stacy, anything else? Anything that we missed? Wayne, anything? Okay. If there's nothing else, then I'll call us in adjournment. And thank everybody for coming.